Greetings, this is Dan Stoltz. You can reach me on my blog at itproguru.com. In today's presentation, I'm going to demonstrate how Azure Account Authentication works. There are two different types of authentication, and I'm going to go through both of those. The first thing that I want to do is kind of explain that an Azure account and PowerShell is nothing more than cache credentials for your PowerShell. So if you do get Azure account, you can display the accounts that are currently cached. In my case, I'm going to go ahead and remove all of my cache by using the get Azure account and then looping through each of those and running the command to remove the Azure account. This is sometimes needed if you want to just clean up your cache, or if you have some old accounts that you're that have expired or you're not using anymore, like trial accounts and stuff like that. Now, if I do a get Azure account, you'll see that I have no accounts. So the next thing that I want to do is I'm going to just clean up my screen a little bit, and then I'm going to run the add Azure account. In the add Azure account, what's going to happen is it's going to pop up a box, and it popped up on my other screen. And I'm going to go ahead and authenticate with my email address, dstoltz@microsoft.com. And with Microsoft, they require dual-factor authentication. So I'm going to go ahead and sign in with my smart card. And OK. And you'll see that it returned to me the account with my username dstoltz@microsoft and two subscriptions under that account. There's another way you can also authenticate, and that is by doing a get Azure publish settings file. So I'm going to go ahead and run the get Azure publish settings file, and what it's going to do is it's going to open up a browser and automatically download your credentials file. So I'm running Edge, and it's telling me that it's already downloaded the file. So I'm just going to go ahead and go open that folder. Now, in my case, I'm going to go ahead and just put a backslash. I can arrow down to grab the file that I want to use. Then I can Control C to copy that, and then paste that file name slash directory, the full directory of where that file is located. So my downloads folder is C:\_data. So then I can run the import publish settings file. Now, the import publish settings file goes out and does its job. It imports that. Now, if I do get Azure account again, you'll see that I have two Azure accounts, plus totally I have three subscriptions. Now, I can set the default subscription, or set the subscription I want to use with get dash Azure subscription. That will allow me to see all of my subscriptions that are available. And you'll see I have three subscriptions available. I can use the set Azure subscription with the name to set the default subscription. I'm going to go ahead and do that. Now, whenever I run a get Azure VM, it will work against that subscription that I selected, which is, in my case, the internal consumption subscription. I hope you've enjoyed this video. I'll have another video posted as well to go into a lot more detail about subscriptions coming shortly.